National Geographic photographer Annie Griffiths will be speaking tonight in Anchorage about her more than three decades of work capturing the lives and cultures of people across the planet. Griffiths has worked in more than 150 countries. She raised her children on the road and says they loved the Middle East, where they rode camels, milked goats, and were warmly welcomed by people who prioritized family. Griffiths first came to Alaska in the 90s to photograph grizzly bears in the Brooks Range with biologists from Barrow. 10 years ago, she returned to shoot in the Alaska National Wildlife Refuge. She says of all the places she's worked, Alaska tops her list.
I think it is the most beautiful place I've ever seen in my life. I really do. I remember, you know, just coming up that inside passage, and for some reason I lucked into a day where I could see, you know, I was in a plane and the whole way up I could see the scenery, and it was just kind of beyond comprehension. And, you know, then to be up, you know, way up in north of the Brooks Range and in the Arctic Refuge, just pristine beauty, wildlife, just so free. You know, there just aren't many places on Earth left for herds to roam, and Alaska should be really proud of that.
What are your thoughts about the controversy now in Alaska? The congressional U.S. Lawmakers that we have for decades have been trying to get the Anwar region open for development. Mm-hmm. You've been there. What would you think about the proposition of what they're suggesting, that there should be a balance between resource protection and resource development there?
Well, I know it's very controversial in a state that's so energy invested. But I think I won't even call it Anwar, because I think that neglects the most important word, which is refuge. And it is a wildlife refuge. It is not a burg. It is not some frozen, empty place at all. It's stunningly beautiful. Really, I can only think of maybe three places on Earth where animals can roam like that. It's more important that we save these special places for future generations than it is that we extract minerals from them.
Did you have time to spend time in Kaktovik and meet the people that actually live in that area?
I did. I met, you know, not a lot of time, but coming and going, I did meet some people there, and it was really nice. You know, the time is too short. I wish I could have spent a week there as well. You know, it's their treasure. It's their jewel. And it's the world's jewel. So, you know, my feeling is if there's only 1% of true wilderness left in the United States, don't we owe that to our kids and grandkids and future generations to remind them of how extraordinary this continent is? You know, I feel that legacy is hugely important.
When you were there, when you were in the Arctic Refuge, what did you seek to capture? What was in your mind about, okay, I'm coming here, and this is, lots of people have photographed that region. Mm-hmm. Did you have a particular idea in mind, or do you not go into a shoot with a thought about what you're going to capture?
I try not to go in with too many preconceived notions, because I'm always wrong. The land up there is just incredible, and you literally see herds. It's really hard, herds of thousands and thousands of animals. It's very, very hard to think of places where you can see herds, honestly, just the concept. You know, there's the Serengeti. There are parts of Asia, and there's Alaska.
National Geographic photographer Annie Griffiths will be speaking tonight at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center's Discovery Theater in Anchorage.